Everyone, and welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace, along here with Madison. Today we have a special episode. We have our first guest on the podcast, Mr. Jake Coleman.
Present.
And Miss Marissa Duber.
Hi. So sit back, relax, and grab a drink with us. Damn. Today, our guests are going to be sharing with us some of their favorite conspiracy theories. Jake, would you like to go first?
I'll start us off. I kept it short for you guys today. Do you guys know who Stanley Meyer is?
No.
Stanley Meyer was an inventor. To this day, he has over 200,000 patents. However, he's most famous for being the man who, I guess you can say, invented the water-powered engine. Okay. Now, back in
that doesn't sound real. I didn't know it was a water-powered engine. Well, no, really.
And here's why. That's what we're going to get into today. Sit back, crack a drink. No, I'm just kidding. Damn!
trying to take away our podcast.
All right, so Stanley Meyer. Excuse me. So Stanley Meyer was known to have invented a water power engine. And I'm not going to get into it because, again, finance guy, not a science major. I don't know anything about it. He had it put in for a patent and everything. He went to go have a meeting with two investors. Excuse me. On March 21st, 1998, Meyer and his brother went to lunch with two Belgian investors with the hopes of getting a deal to help produce this water-powered engine. During this fine lunch at the Cracker Barrel.
The Cracker Barrel.
It says it was at the Cracker Barrel.
Wait,
he ordered.
Yeah, when was this?
This was back in 1998.
They had Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
The way you made it sound like it was like from
in 1855.
Literally,
the old Cracker Barrel made its appearance.
Well, if you play back the audio, I did say 1998.
I didn't hear you say that.
Oh man!
Can you play it back?
Get flamed for that.
We're cutting.
Y'all
don't
listen to your own.
I'm cutting all of Jake's part. Actually,
here's Jake, and it just 1 second. Just so here's Marissa. So on March 21st, 1998, Meyer and his brother went to lunch at a Cracker Barrel with two Belgian investors that they were hopefully potentially going to get a deal to help start producing their water powered engine. Now during this lunch, there's no 100%. Confirmed evidence. However, it is stated to be that Stanley Meyer ordered cranberry juice. They all toasted. He took a sip, started grabbing at his throat, and ran outside. And his last words were, "I was poisoned."
Maybe
and he dropped
just,
dead.
What if he was just allergic to cranberries?
I'm sure he would have known. I don't think you go to a business meeting and order cranberry juice for the first time ever.
Yeah, I'm on Jake's side with that one.
Yeah, that one, I don't know.
But
I mean,
would they
go ahead, throw
poison him for a water.
So the theory essentially is that all the oil industries paid these two investors or paid someone to go in and kill this man because if the water power engine were to get out there no longer needs to be oil, or at least a huge part of it, because gasoline would no longer be needed. So the theory would be that the oil industries came in, paid whoever to go and poison a drink so that he can no longer live, and that the water power engine would cease to exist.
Was there an autopsy, like, with evidence in it that was stating that he was?
So, his autopsy came out and it said he had a cerebral aneurysm. However,
he had a brain aneurysm?
So, to answer your question, the autopsy report came out that he had a cerebral aneurysm. Now, the theory also states that that could have been paid off because if the water power engine were to come into light and become mass-produced, the oil industry would have probably lost billions and billions of dollars from the sale of gasoline.
Now, do you think that it was the specific, like, waitress that they paid off, or, like, Cracker Barrel as a company?
I would assume they wouldn't have involved Cracker Barrel, because that would have been too many people, too many eyes.
Never.
Cracker Barrel would never. How dare you? Don't you talk down on Cracker Barrel.
They don't serve
cranberry juice anymore.
They serve beer and chicken now. Okay, excuse you. No, they would probably want as little people involved as possible. So
do you think they, like, interjected. It was like a fake waitress that they had.
It could have been. However, I feel like that would
have... How many stars were on her apron? I have to know.
Yeah. Stars on the apron. How they did it, no one knows. That's why it's called a conspiracy theory. It's just a theory.
But what's the evidence to it?
I'm like just looking at Madison like...
Fair enough. I mean,
fair enough. It sounds legit to me.
Go ahead.
So, do you... are there people around him, the one that got poisoned, do they, who, I guess, came up with the conspiracy theory? Was it, the internet, or, people he worked with was like, nah, he was poisoned?
So, the story mainly came from the brother.
Shocking.
That's the one who said he started grabbing at his throat and came out and said that he was poisoned. So...
But why would he be grabbing at his throat if he had a brain aneurysm?
Well, that's the thing. The theory is he never had a brain aneurysm. He just died from poison. However,
so
when he went
paid off the coroner,
exactly.
Yeah. The coroners, exactly. I feel like aren't. I feel like they get paid off in a lot of different cases. That to say that either they can't find evidence or whatever.
I don't know how much a coroner makes, but I'm just going to assume you could bribe him off with a good check, especially if you're going to lose billions of dollars. If you're going to lose billions of dollars. I'm sure you could come in with a $100,000 check and say, hey, you mind fortune this real quick?
I'm going to need more than $100,000.
Yeah, even more than
you
that.
Got me I'd do it for...
Look, I'm a bag chaser.
I'd do it for a Wendy's 4-for-4.
Put the explicit button on this.
Gosh. Give me that Wendy's 4-for-4. You got yourself a goddamn deal.
Put it with the chocolate frosty, you're in.
Large fry. And we're talking.
So it was the brother who's just like, oh no, my brother was murdered?
So he came out and he basically said that his brother... When his last words were, I was poisoned, and he believed...
Did his brother... But how does he know that? Did he follow him out of the Cracker Barrel?
Well, you gotta keep in mind, if you're...
To
if
be
you go,
fair,
yeah.
though, if my brother or my sister...
Were to start choking and run outside...
I would have ran after them.
I mean, yeah, Thank fair.
You think he just sat back? Ah, he's fine.
I was gonna say, she's an only child. She doesn't know.
The right, salads definitely. Just came out. Are you out of your mind?
Marissa's gonna be like, I just put salt and pepper fresh on my sister's salad. Madison, you can go choke in a corner. Not my problem.
Actually, the bread just got here and it's hot, so why'd you order fucking cranberry juice anyway?
You're still on that.
What you're stuck on? Juice. Who orders cranberry that he deserves to die for ordering
No, that's not what I said.
Juice?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like Marissa's anti.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Me drinking strictly vodka cranberries. I'm anti-cranberry.
Next episode, the truth behind cranberry juice. No, so what are you guys' thoughts? That's the gist of the story. I don't want to get too into it.
I feel like it could be...
That's getting cut out.
I feel like it could be true, only because it's even like... I know there's a conspiracy theory surrounding that they don't have the cancer... the cancer cure, because it causes, obviously it's a multi-million dollar industry. I would believe it, that someone would, to protect their billion dollar industry.
You're saying the medical field would go after money?
Never.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
On record, yes, I am.
Demonetized.
If you don't see me next episode, that's why. But I do think if there's a lot of money involved, they're thinking, well, we're going to be getting billions of dollars from here on out, and just have one casualty and that just not matter.
Think about just how much money they're going to lose from gasoline.
Oh, for sure. Gas, even now, the last 24 years. Yeah, I'm about to say the last forever has been high, especially as of recent. It's been over $5 a gallon. So easily they would.
I mean,
in
98, it was 75 cents a gallon or something. It was really low.
We should fact check that.
Yeah, let's go.
But my biggest thing is, it makes sense.
No.
Oh,
okay.
$1.06. I'm so sorry. I was 32 cents.
I was about to say,
that's a lot.
Do that math right now.
So my biggest gripe with most conspiracy theories is that, yeah, all you need is just one piece of evidence or one piece that makes sense. You know, the lizard people, stuff like that, the 5G's killing kids.
They're lizard people.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me
That's
retract
a whole
nother
conversation right there.
No one cares about the 5G. The lizard people don't come after them, okay? That's
Justin
what
Bieber,
saying.
That's what lizards are saying.
No, all you need is just one little thing that makes sense, and boom, you have a conspiracy theory. The thing about this is there's so much that makes sense to it. When you start getting into things that affect us daily, which the gasoline does, I feel like the cover-ups for that would be a lot more than, like I said, not to come after you, the lizard people.
don't feel attacked.
Marissa is a lizard person.
I
by
stand
the way.
By my lizard yes. people.
So do you think 24 years later, if someone were to do this, do you think they would, you know?
So that begs the question, which is also the question that I have. If a man was able to find a way to do it in 1998, and they have...
Where's the patent?
So he put in a patent, and my question is, which I actually don't have the answer for, in 1998, a man was able to find a way to at least get a water power engine and water power fuel cells, basically. We can't do it 20-plus years later?
That's how I feel about the moon landing, because I just feel like... Shut up, Jace. I feel like this about the moon landing, just because it's weird to me that like stuff like that that happened where we did not have the same amount of technology, we just can't, like no one has tried or has replicated it. Because like even the people working with him, I'm assuming, believe the conspiracy, or if it, you know, allegedly conspiracy, because they haven't,
well, the patents,
they haven't gone through with it.
The patent's still
like viable?
Yeah, it's with the U.S. patent system, whatever. And the last time it was, the publication of it was 2009. Mm-hmm. And it expired, so in 2028 it's adjusted expiration is like when it expires officially. So I mean, it's out there. Like obviously, if some guy in 1998 can figure it out, when the science
is
absolutely,
it can be done. The question is why.
I think people are just scared to do it, you know.
And I do believe there have been other people to attempt it, and I don't know what happened with that.
They're also probably dead.
But to sit here and think a corporation that's going to lose billions of dollars won't play dirty, taking that just out of context, yes, I do believe that there could have been something done.
Well, were the Belgium, like, investors, were they ever investigated or anything like that?
I mean, how would you investigate them?
Well, they could, I mean, they would be asking them questions like, hey, bestie, did something seem off?
Yeah, but if you're the Belgian investors, and someone comes to investigate you, you can say, I don't know, I was having some cornbread at the Cracker Barrel. Next thing you know, this man runs outside.
Fried chicken.
Well, and also I guess
the 4-star general of the waitress.
Well, because I don't know. Obviously, I don't know how oil companies and stuff work, but I feel like it would be hard to pinpoint who exactly said, yeah. Like, if that were the case.
There's so much money involved, and especially in 98, you probably could have gotten away with a little more than what you can now.
Oh, yeah, technology. Yeah.
So, to sit and think, it's a possibility? I believe so. Do I think it really happened? I do, just simply because of the fact of how much money the oil industries are going to lose. But also, to die from a brain aneurysm out of middle of a Cracker Barrel, just drinking cranberry juice out of nowhere with no pre-existing signs, that's kind of odd.
And I feel like a brain aneurysm is kind of harder. Like, it's harder. I don't even know about harder to diagnose. I feel like it's harder because brain aneurysms or aneurysms, whatever, a lot of time there is no cause. So that's kind of like, I feel like an easy thing to be like, then say, oh, he has a heart attack, but he's had literally no signs of like cholesterol, high blood pressure or anything. But with an aneurysm, you can kind of, I feel like it would be easier to fake it.
Yeah. And like I said, this isn't just some random guy saying, hey, I'm going to put in a patent. No, this is a guy who had over 200,000 patents already put in. And he finally comes up with this new way. And this is a guy who had 200,000 patents already put in. And then he finally has one that looks like it's going to be huge and affect companies. Not just one, multitude, which is another thing that we can get into here in a second, that is going to cause them to lose billions of dollars. To think that there was foul play is very believable.
Did he say what his other patents were? Like, what kind of...
So, I didn't look at the 200,000 patents he had. I felt like that wasn't necessary for the podcast.
Skip that Wikipedia page article.
However,
get a hydrogen car.
Would you believe it was one company, or do you think multiple companies got together and said, hey, why don't we take this guy out?
I think
that's what I'm thinking. It's like multiple.
I think multiple,
not just one.
Only because then I feel like it would be harder to trace.
And if you put it, if
working together,
if it's one company, you can possibly pin it on them. If you get a multitude, it's hard to take down an entire industry, especially an industry like the oil industry, because you know the government's going to bail them out no matter what.
Oh yeah, they need them really.
I found an article on this. So like obviously Meyer's brother, he also suspected foul play, so he met with the two Belgian investors the next day apparently and told them, he's like, hey, Stanley,
dead. And they said, and this is a quote from him, and said, I told them that Stan had died, and they never said a word. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. No condolences, no questions, not a word. I never, ever had a trust of those two men ever again. So, obviously, they weren't shocked by it, because, truthfully, it makes sense that it would have been them, like, two random Belgium investors getting paid off to kill this guy.
We also said that GM was, like, the largest car manufacturer.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, obviously Big Oil with trillions of dollars could have killed them, but also GM was the largest car manufacturer back in 98, or the Belgium investors. Like, could they have wanted, realizing how important, like, the significance that this water-powered engine would have had, and they wanted it as their own? Because, again, it's not like the patent was destroyed, like how a lot of patents that are, like, life-changing like that are, and then put in some random-ass thing. But, and then there were two guys, Rudolf Classius, I'm not saying that right, and I told him that earlier, or William Thompson, who killed the water-powered car around 150 years before it was invented. So jointly, they discovered the laws of thermodynamics, which until proven otherwise, expressly prohibit Meyer's invention from ever working. The Meyer's water-powered car was a physical impossibility, and water doesn't burn. Correct. So,
have to be steam.
Yeah, which, like, the steam, like, they had steam-powered engines many moons ago. Yeah. Like, that's how steamboats and shit work.
See, the thing that I'm worried about, or, like, wondering about, is why, like, this didn't happen with, like, Elon Musk when he did the electric car. Because you'd think that's, like, the same thing.
Almost. Yeah, but it would be too nowadays.
You can't go after Elon versus that's some random guy.
Yeah. Well, like, if some random guy were to
Now, Tesla was already a company. And the thing about electric cars... What?
You were just like, oh, do you
He's a Tesla?
You're
already...
just like, what? Ready to are square
you a,
up.
Are you a Tesla employee?
Are you Elon Musk?
He is Elon's lizard person.
Some breaking news here. I am Elon Musk.
Well, because you're like, skin. Actually?
So I'm actually a lizard person, as stated earlier.
And Elon Musk.
I shapeshift. No, the thing about Tesla is Tesla was a company before Elon came aboard. So you could sit there and say, oh, okay, well, if you can't go after Elon, you could have went after Tesla way before that. However, look at the political climate we're in now in the sense of everyone's trying to go green. So the electric car companies are going to be able to prosper a little bit more than one water power engine investor.
But even not the going green thing, the way that, like, the CCTVs, all of the electronics, everything that we have nowadays, it is so much harder to just kill somebody in broad daylight like that, like poisoning them. And people do anything for a quick buck. We literally all said that we would take money to...
I said a Wendy's 4 for $4, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I take a Chick-fil-A. Happy meal. Kids meal. Like. But it's so much harder because there's cameras everywhere. Like, in a Cracker Barrel, there's literally cameras in the kitchen everywhere but the bathrooms to keep stuff like this
allegedly.
From happening. Allegedly. They're actually in the toilets. That's not canon, please.
I also feel like... I don't want to make it like a rich versus poor thing, but I feel like also, like, water is more obtainable for, like, the average Joe as, like, a water power engine versus a lot of people aren't buying an electric car because of the cost. Like, I mean, that's a big component of it that I feel like they're not going to go after a bunch of rich people that could also get them.
Well, electricity is relatively cheap compared to gasoline as well. You can charge your entire Tesla for...
Have you gotten your electric bill turned off, Jake? It ain't that cheap.
I'm talking about for a car. I'm not talking about for an entire house. So if you go and charge your electric vehicle, no free shout outs. If you go charge your electric vehicle,
Elon just gets taken off the
map. Elon just got them.
You get a cease and desist letter.
To charge an entire electric car is going to be relatively cheap compared to filling up for 10 gas. I just filled up my truck for $70 today. Damn, and I almost shed a tear. Damn!
But what I'm saying is, like, if... Because when did Tesla become a company, though?
Well, to finish what I was going to say about Madison is, buying the car is one thing, filling up the car is another. So if the water-powered engine, if they put it in a vehicle and charge $45,000 for it,
so
then filling it up, you still get a, you know.
Myers had already sold franchise rights for two water-powered car dealerships to potential entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And, like, to establish the value, the invention was examined by three expert witnesses appointed by the court to, like, make it all legal, you know, and they concluded that there was nothing revolutionary about it, and it was simply using conventional
following that up, the courts found that he had committed gross and egregious fraud and ordered that the investors be repaid $25,000. $25,000. The whole story was a cover for a sophisticated money laundering scheme. Reputation, like he was dragged through the mud, his reputation tarnished, and his invention forgotten. The patents have expired, putting the technology in the public domain and available for use by anyone without restriction or royalty payment. I didn't mean to take that over. Who were you reading off of? What article were you reading?
I was reading off two from GAIA.com. I don't even know what that is. And then Car Throttle.
Oh, I had Hero Labs.
They're going to say Wikipedia
with this one, but let me get y'all's final thoughts before we talk about our next topic here today. Jace, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty real conspiracy theory. I kind of believe in it just because of, you know, the times and how water power cars could have definitely shaped, like, the economy and that kind of stuff. I definitely think, yeah, it's just, it was kind of interesting to think about, too, like, with the cranberry juice and, like, who could have killed them. Like, was it, like, a major corporation or was it, like, who did it? That's what I'm really, like, wondering. You know what I'm saying?
So my biggest takeaway from your closing statement was, do you think if this were to happen today, they would get away with it if allegedly they did it?
I definitely don't think someone can get away with it today. I think just, like, the technology and the advancements, I think it would be not, I wouldn't say fine, but I think people wouldn't, you know, buy a water power car as much as, like, gas or electric, just because of, like, I guess the uncertainty of it and just how they would kind of advertise it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't really necessarily agree with that because we've seen electric cars spike through the roof because of gas prices recently.
Yeah, but with water, I feel like it would take, because at the beginning, people didn't buy electric cars because of how, I guess not unreliable, but how new the technology was.
Yeah, it had a very short range.
I feel it's the same with
charging
water.
It takes forever.
Maybe by 2030. You know, water car could.
Well, I think by then, California will have no...
That is true.
Combustion engines, all electric.
That is true.
Madison, let's kick it over to you. What are your thoughts?
I believe no one, so I feel like it could very well be a possibility. Especially since the person working with him, it wasn't like a business partner, like it was his brother. I don't think...
Very fair.
If they were in business together, that like... Personally, if that were, like, my brother or sister, I would assume that someone killed them. Like, I wouldn't assume that, like, he, as Marissa pointed out, could be allergic to cranberry juice or whatever. But, like...
I was just giving...
All possibilities are on the table here, guys.
No, I know. But, like, I don't know. I definitely think with... As the world is, money is the most important thing to most...
Money makes the world go around, yeah.
To most people, most corporations, that I don't think a lot of people look at it as, like... Again, the money is more important than, like, the casualty of a person. So I think it could happen easily.
Okay. Marissa, final thoughts?
Like that man was 100% murdered. do I know by who? No, obviously. But like we all said, it's super easy for them to have a reasoning behind it. And it was 1998. That's prime time to do it because there's no... What? It is. You couldn't do it nowadays and get away with it. But, like, this guy had so much... Like we've all, like you guys have all said, it's the money making aspect of it. Of course, they didn't want to do that, but also the potential to make so much money off of. He built a water powered car, apparently. Like he had one.
Yes.
So it's not that it didn't work. It was the fact that they weren't going to make money off of it not being gas anymore, and somebody wanted that patent so that they could market it and get the money off of it and do the investment.
I don't know if it was they wanted the patent more or less. They wanted it to disappear.
But seeing, like, them wanting it to disappear, they would have burned the patent. They would have killed his brother then, too, if they just wanted the entire thing to disappear. And they didn't do that.
But we don't know how involved the brother was. Like, if the brother just turned out to be just his lawyer or some drafting contracts, then that's one thing.
But still, but he knew about it. Like, that'd be leaving loose ends open because he was there at the business meeting. Like, if they were, you know.
But who's going to believe him? In comparison, like...
Oh, it's just
I don't want to say like a crazy person, but like
it's just a they just have
his brother who's upset. They're like, oh well, you know he's going through a lot. The autopsy did say the aneurysm. Like just kind of ignore him. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's easier to kind of just say like, well, that's ridiculous. Like he's just upset about his brother versus like going after a big corporation because the brother would probably also end up.
And I do think that's why this really hasn't gained steam, and it's really no pun intended. This.
Not the steam cars.
this is why it's really just stuck to a conspiracy theory, is because there is no proof behind it, in the sense of they don't have a glass with, you know, any evidence in it. The autopsy report came out saying something else.
Well, this was also this happened in rural Ohio.
Yes.
So, yeah. Like, of course they're not going to be like, oh, we should keep the glass to take for evidence. And yes. The way science was in 98.
And there's only one person that's come out and really spoke against the story, and that is the brother.
His distraught brother who had to watch his brother die.
Like, and like you said earlier, the investors, they stay quiet. They said they didn't really know anything that was going on.
They didn't seem shocked at all that he was dead. Like, yeah. That's why I do think that they definitely had a bigger part in it than, like, anybody saying. And, again, rural Ohio, they don't have the training. In 98, they definitely didn't have the training on what to do with this, on to collect the evidence. And the medicine that the science that we had then wouldn't, to like see what it is, because there's plenty of poisons that don't show up in an autopsy.
Fair.
So, yeah, that man was killed.
Okay, I think we have a consensus decision on this topic. Moving on to our next one real quick. I saw this one the other day, so I thought it'd be interesting to bring up to you guys, see what your thoughts are. All right, guys, so the intelligence agency has a new seal that they unveiled the other day, and it's already been pulled.
Why?
So, a national intelligence manager for aviation recently posted a new eye-catching logo on its website that included a UFO on it.
Oh, that's real. Whatever it is, that's real.
Close case, it's real. We can close the books on that one. All right, so
he's a lizard person.
We are audio only at the moment. Hopefully we can change that in the near future. So I'm just going to show you guys the seal.
We'll post this.
You guys will have to look it up on your own.
We're going to post this on Instagram.
But that is the seal.
But is that for Space Force?
No.
How do we know?
Because it says on the seal what it's for.
Oh, what does it say it's for?
Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
I meant, what does it say the UFO is for?
I'm saying, what I'm getting into.
Is the UFO for Space Force?
That's what I'm getting into, if you would let me finish.
No, it's actually shaped like a UFO.
No, I saw it. I can see.
But I don't think they would choose that logo for
Space Force. That was the actual logo. It's already been pulled, and they have a new one.
What's the new one?
It's not as fun. It's mainly just like an eagle, like a typical
So back to what US it was, eagle. Essentially?
Boring.
Basically, yeah. Lamos.
Boo.
Thumbs down.
Should have kept the UFO.
So, on the logo, it has four planes shooting from probably about 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock on the seal. However, on the bottom left, there is a UFO. At least the typical UFO, what we thought, you know, the Hollywood version of it.
We don't know if UFOs don't look like that. How do we know?
Because we don't know what UFOs look like in general.
Yeah. They could look like that.
Roswell.
There's been evidence of UFOs.
Have you guys had are you guys planning on doing Roswell?
Hell yeah, we are.
We might have my mom on the pod.
Bring me on.
Well, if you guys do Jonestown, can I be on that one?
We're definitely not doing Jonestown. Well,
have you been to Jonestown?
I want to go. But no, I haven't.
I sent Madison something, and they just, two fighter pilots actually just filmed two unidentified aircrafts just the other night.
Yes, there are. U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force are coming out with stories about.
Well, this is literally like they took their phone and like.
No. Yeah, so, yeah. Because our fighter pilots and planes are getting new updated technology, they are experiencing a lot of phenomenon UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. So
is it from space or is it just from other countries?
The universal mobile pass.
So, to answer your question, reason. Now, I don't have it here in front of me. I'm not reading this. However, I did do my own research on this because I thought it was fairly fascinating. The reason that they have the UFO on the seal is because exactly what we just talked about. A lot of their pilots recently have been witnessing a lot of unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs as they call them now. And because they can't identify them, because they don't know exactly what they are, they felt it was appropriate for the seal itself. Now, I don't have the name of the man in front of me who gave the press conference. However, he did give a press conference and explained why they did it, and it's exactly what I just said. And because of the backlash, they recently did have to remove the seal and put a new one in.
Backlash? So, why are people backlash?
Yeah, why are people
Because
people don't... Because the people in charge don't want because them here's to the know thing. That we are involved with
space. But the people
space.
In charge are the ones
well, no,
that
no, 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 no. So the reasoning is because when you have a governmental seal, the government has to be kind of like the god to a country in a sense of they have to have all the answers.
That's a hot take.
And if you have a, and if you have a seal that is for a government agency with a UFO on there that you can't explain, then there are going to be questions. So instead of answering the questions, they decided, nah, we can't answer them. We're just going to get a new seal. So the reason I brought this up today is because mainly I saw it not too long ago and I thought it was really interesting. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. So they have on the seal, they have the flying saucer on the bottom left. They also have a Russian fighter jet, a drone. It looks like a C-130, a cargo plane, and then a stealth bomber that's all the way in front of
like
them.
A paper airplane.
Yeah, whoever yes. designed that definitely is dead. Like, there's no shot.
So, what are your guys' thoughts on it?
I think...
Let's do it one at a time. Let's start with Jace.
I think I'm looking at it right now, and that UFO in the bottom left corner, honestly, like, you wouldn't picture something like that on, like, a official, like, seal.
So let me put this out there real quick as well. As you notice, every man-made plane that they have on the seal is shown to be flying. They have the arrows behind it pointing into that direction. Whereas the UFO is sitting exactly still, which is what a lot of their pilots have been saying, is because the reason that it stands out, all these footages that we have, all the eye testimony that we have, is that these objects that they see flying in space don't act regularly. If it was just flying along with them, they'd think, oh, maybe it's just an odd-looking plane. But these things are flying left and right that, I mean, they're having Newton turn over in his graves with how they're flying with these things. Mm-hmm. And shout out, Newton. And so that's why they have
this
thing.
We'll have them on the podcast.
I'll get the Ouija board.
And that's why they have this sitting directly still, is because they said it's completely unknown. We don't know anything about this. However, we have to acknowledge that these things are here.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, the picture that they chose for it, like, is like the one that you see in, like, TV shows or, like, movies.
I feel like that's mainly because people can identify it.
No,
if you choose, if you put something out there that they think is realistic in the sense of the unknown, then people may not be like, well, what is that? If you put that out there, people can say, that's a UFO.
He was literally looking up just, like, on Adobe, like, clip art for flying objects, and that's what he picked.
Possibly, but again, like I said.
But there's a thing. So people know what they're looking at. It says, on, like, what else is interesting on it, it goes, the warp trail of the triangle is more interesting. Looks like that rumored hypersonic Aurora spy plane from the late 80s to early 90s.
Mm-hmm. You know what it looks like?
But that's also known to be man-made. That's why it's so fascinating, is because the image on the bottom left, which we are assuming is the UFO, it's not man-made and it's sitting still.
The blue one looks like the plane from Top Gun. Like that.
Yes, the spy planes, yes.
Yeah, that one's...
Yeah, it looks like a paper airplane.
Oh, okay.
I think also they used, like Jake was saying, like, if they put a obscure plane that no one's ever seen, they're going to be like, well, what the hell is that on the U.S. seal? But I feel like they put, like you said, like, things that people identify that they're like, oh, there's a pilot jet. There is an alien. But I also feel like that's such a weird thing to get backlash on.
I wouldn't have called it backlash. I would have called it more questions. And as the U.S. government... If you're getting a ton of questions that you can't answer, you're gonna try and find a way out of it.
But it's also like when you're putting something on a seal like that, like, you're not necessarily condoning it, but you're just like saying, like, yeah, that is real, like, this is something that we're a part of.
Exactly. They have to be able to come in and say, look, guys, we have to acknowledge this because it's happening. And there's multiple stories from, like I said, pilots in the armed forces that have came out and said, yo, we're experiencing something that we just can't explain.
Did Tom Cruise see any on the new Top Gun movie?
Why don't we get him on the pod and ask him?
I'll give him a call.
All right, guys. So with the seal, now that we've kind of dove into a little bit and given our quick thoughts, what would you guys say would be the final thoughts? Like I said, I want to make this a little bit short because I don't know too much on it. I've only done a little bit of research because I just did see this not too long ago. Let's go ahead and cook it over to Madison. Let's go ahead and start with her.
I was about to say, if you cook it over to Jace one more time, I'm going to punch you.
I wanted to flip it up a little bit. Let's go ahead and go with Madison first here.
So I feel like it's kind of them taking it off is kind of just answering every question, in my opinion. Like, if they can't answer the question, so they just change it, then obviously there's some truth to whatever's in the seal that I feel like they kind of answered it by not saying anything.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
What do you think the UFO is identifying?
What do you mean?
So if they're trying to acknowledge that there's something out there we don't know, what do you think they're trying to label it as? Meaning, like, do you think it's just something, a project that they have no idea on, like a foreign country working on like a drone, or do you think it's aliens?
I think aliens. I feel like it's very self-absorbed for us to think that in the entire universe that we are the only capable living beings to do anything. I feel like that's just stupid.
Can I ask you a follow-up question that I think we may take a long time of? Do you think it's scarier to think that there's aliens out there or to think that we're all alone?
I think it's scarier that we're all alone. Just because, again, I feel like you can't just say, oh, there's... Like, okay, so me and Jace...
Life force?
Because me and Jace have had this discussion with, like, the difference of, like, on the podcast, like, paranormal is, like, ghosts, whereas, like, aliens are conspiracy, because more people believe in ghosts of, like, even in religions of, like, okay, well, if someone dies, in, like, the only religion I obviously know of is, like, I grew up Catholic. So
I also think that has to play a part of the connection aspect, in a sense of people don't want to let go of loved ones.
Yeah, so that's
so they want to feel like there's still a part of them around.
Yeah, so people are like, oh, my dad's watching us, like, whatever, and it's like, so they can tangibly, like, they know that that person was alive, and now it brings them comfort to be like, oh, that's a ghost, that could be them. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with aliens, people are more skeptical of it, because it's like, well, they've never seen it, they don't know anything about it, so it's easier for them to say, oh, well, we're the only ones out here. But that's not feasible, and that's just not, in my opinion, that's just not true.
It's the unknown.
Exactly. People are scared of the unknown.
If you're saying yes, you're wrong. If you're saying no, you're wrong. Because
exactly.
We don't know.
And no one knows.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and kick it over to Marissa. What do you
got? This was just something off of you just said. What if you're actually going to space when you die? That's where you end up.
So honestly, that would be...
Like, you're going to space. Like, once you die, you're starting another, like... Your body and everything is the same, but you're not actually going to heaven or anything like that. You're going actually to space, and that is where everybody is going.
Is this, like, floating out there?
Like, how would...
No, like, you're going to...
Your spirit?
Like, no, because when you say that, I imagine someone, like, launching a casket into the sky. So that's why...
You're just, like
I'm trying to, like, visualize. Is this that's a... Like, Marissa.
Is this a reincarnation question, or what are you asking?
Kind of, but, like, not really. I don't know. It jumped to that. I don't know why. But what if that is what it is? Like, obviously, there are other intelligent life beings out there. And, like, again, like you said, to think that it's only us is incredibly stupid. But... What if it is?
I
don't know. This isn't an intelligent thought either.
The plot twist is aliens are actually just ghosts.
No, but literally. Because I feel like nobody knows. That's the problem. Like, people that are saying it with utmost certainty of, like, well, I know what happens when you die. How? How do you know what happens when you die?
I was on the brink of death.
Because also, I will say, there's people that are on the brink of death that they're like, oh, well, I saw God. I saw heaven or whatever. But I also feel like that plays heavily into whatever you believe in religion. So it's like, that's not a tangible thing, because that's just, if your belief system is that's where you're going when you die and you have a near-death experience, your brain subconsciously is obviously going to go to you going to heaven and then being like, no, no, sweetie, you're not ready, and pushing you back. But nobody knows that. Nobody knows
like
if that is...
in Harry Potter?
Yes. But nobody knows, if you guys know what I'm talking about, cool, if not, watch Harry Potter. But I feel like it's... I don't know. I feel like... People say, they're like, oh, well, we have a lot of questions. I feel like they already know the answers, that there is something out there. But
well,
so,
like,
they want the confirmation from the government that, like, that's a thing.
So, two things real quick. One, I did just watch Harry Potter for the first time ever.
Same here.
Probably
same,
about
same
all
here.
Eight movies?
This,
all
yes.
Eight movies, yeah.
Did you like them?
So, I watched them all in order, because I saw bits and parts of it.
Yeah.
I said it was on HBO Max. Shout out HBO Max. I watched them all. I was like, you know what? I've never really seen them. Let me sit down and actually watch them. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I will say...
That's another episode.
Overhyped. It's overhyped.
Okay,
guys.
I will say...
It wasn't that
okay,
good.
Okay, so let me put a pause on that, though.
Okay.
We're
going to
get
canceled
now.
No, okay, because 100% I love Harry Potter. I've read the book series, like, seven or eight times all the way through. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, if that's something you grew up with watching Harry Potter, because so, I feel the same. I've never seen Star Wars. I've tried watching Star Wars. I have no interest in
it. So I'm actually I'm actually really excited you brought that up, because what I would say about the two is I feel like people are more excited about the world it creates versus the actual films themselves.
Exactly.
So Star Wars, in a sense, the prequel and the new trilogy that just came out, those are both, I mean, don't waste your time if you don't really care about Star Wars. They're not that good.
Don't worry.
I know you probably had it on the agenda.
I'll cancel my Sunday night plans. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Free up your schedule. That's what I'm here for.
No.
All right, but let's kick it back to the topic at hand. The universe is indescribable how big it is. We don't know how big it is.
No.
So life in itself is very precious in a sense of, in order for there to be life to what we know, and that's what the sense is, to what we know, it's very, very, very difficult to find an area that can sustain life. Now, there have been, according to NASA, there have been a couple places that could work.
But I feel like that's assuming, though, that their system, their human, like, their
relies on the same life. Yes,
same as us.
Exactly. And that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that's why you don't know.
So,
I feel like.
Because, if you look at how many planets out there could sustain life to what we know, to think that we're the only living organisms out there, not people, not spaceships, I'm not talking anything about that. I'm just talking about single-celled organisms, the very beginning.
Yeah.
To think that we're the only ones.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of wild to me.
Well, first of all,
I don't know.
And also, like, me and I cannot think that we're the only ones, because I will have a crisis.
Yeah, that just almost sent me into a spiral.
But I also feel like the podcast is actually just going to be me and Jake talking about aliens for the next 45 minutes.
We'll put a timestamp, and it's just Harry Potter versus Star Wars for like for a majority of the YouTube.
If you actually don't care about that, just jump to this. no, I agree with you though, because again, it's like bringing it back to you're just comparing it to there are other humans in space. Like, no one said humans, aliens. No one knows what they are, so they could literally just survive off of shits and gigs. Up there.
I thought you were gonna say Four Loko.
And
like
or
I said,
they have the original Four Loko.
Actually,
and
only
the crack
Four
Loko
specifically.
And like I said, you can also think of it kind of like Neil deGrasse Tyson said about the simulation theory.
Yeah.
In a sense of,
don't get me on that, please. Don't
well,
get me
well,
on.
Well,
I can't do this.
I
right
just
now.
Want to say what he said in a sense of, when you think about it, we are either the very first in the chain of command, meaning we're the ones that are going to create it, or we are at the very tail end of it.
I think we're the tail end.
We're the tail end.
So,
we're stupid.
Or somewhere in the middle.
So it's just, that's how I look at it when it comes to aliens. It's, if people haven't came to us yet, we are either...
But how do we know they haven't come to us yet?
I mean, that's why it's unknown.
Okay.
That's what we're discussing here.
But thank you for mansplaining me a podcast. Do we think that, the UFO's on there because the U.S. is doing a space project with UFOs? Or it's we need protection against the potential aliens?
The U.S. has been doing space projects with UFOs.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
Can confirm not... Just kidding.
Cut that. But, the other space things, I know we were just talking about movies, but another a good example of that is the Marvel movies. I know everyone shits on Captain Marvel. That's not... We're not doing that. But it's like the
worst. We got Brie Larson actually here with us.
Yeah, Brie Larson in the studio, guys.
But the different types of aliens that are in that movie alone.
Well, because I said Brie Larson in the studio, and I said this is the studio's a day-use hotel.
I lost my train of thought now. Thanks. But there's the different types of aliens and stuff like that. Like, it's not, these people can't. I'm very much a believer of, you can't, people aren't just pulling this. They're not pulling these ideas just out of thin air. You can cut that. I'm sorry.
So when it comes to UFO, that's exactly what it is. Unidentified flying objects. If you look up in the sky and see a bolt of lightning, you're like, what was that? And you don't if you were just under a cloud and you're just like, what was that? People are going to spit out crazy stories. You need to be able to get it filmed. You need to be able to prove it to people. Now, and I would love to talk about this on another podcast, there was the story of the individual, the most believable UFO abduction. What the hell are we doing here, guys?
Nothing.
What kind of
she ruined everything.
Sham of an operation are y'all running here?
No, because me and Jace, you said for on the podcast, me and Jace were like, aw. And then Marissa was like, on another podcast.
It starts snoring.
I said, damn.
Damn.
So wait.
So sit back, crack. Damn.
Sit back and get drunk, apparently.
So wait. I just want to say.
Hold on, pause.
I just want to say.
So after our, I guess you can call it a Harry Potter versus Star Wars debate, let's go and kick it over to Jace, because he's been pretty quiet over here. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Jace is an alien. I'm an alien, actually. Yeah. You guys found me, sorry. No, I like it. I like the seal just because I like how they're putting attention to UFOs. Like, they're not trying to debunk it, or they're not trying to say, like, oh, it's not real. They're actually, like, saying, like, yeah, we don't know what this is. We're going to actually try to find, like, out what it is kind of thing.
So, do you think this is the government saying that there is something out there? Or do you think it's more of just, hey, there's something going on and we can't describe it?
100%. I think both, actually. I think from, like, the videos that you could see from, like, fighter pilots and, like, aircraft carriers or whatever, I think it's just a matter of, like, not if, but, like, when we kind of interact with them. I know there's, like, a couple things I saw on TikTok where it was, like, what if, like, they're just observing us? Like, what if we're, like, some uncontacted tribe, you know?
The CIA facility and...
Yeah, they're Australia. Just kind of, like, looking at us, you know? And then they might peek a little too hard, and that's when we, like, take the video, and then they just kind of dip, you know? So that's what... I'm glad that they put that UFO on the seal, because okay. That makes it seem like they're identifying that there's actually UFOs, that they're aware of it.
Well, because to me, when people say UFOs, they're thinking aliens, and to me it's like, okay, when you say UFO, it's mainly just unexplained.
Yeah.
Because this may be insert country here.
Yeah, it could be totally creating a new technology, whatever.
Weaponized aircraft.
100%.
It could be a drone, it could be anything.
100%.
It could be some 12-year-old and his dad's, you know,
just the drone, like,
flying
the,
something.
The Phantom.
They don't know, but they had... This, to me, shows that they're acknowledging that there is the unknown out there.
Exactly. I like how they're not trying to cover it up or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're like, here, we have this unexplained flying thing. Cool. We don't know what it is.
They're not trying to make Independence Day 3. They're trying to just say that there is the unknown out there.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you, Jake, for sharing your favorite conspiracy theories.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, guys.
Of course. Next week, we are going to have part two, Marissa's conspiracy theories. Her favorite conspiracy theories is birds aren't real.
They're not.
If it flies, it spies, baby.
If it flies, it spies.
There you go. So please watch out for our Instagram, and we will be posting the seal and the changes that Jake was talking about. And follow us on all social media, on Spotify, Apple Music, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a TikTok. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.